From the Bob Barley Studio in Orlando, Florida, you're listening to The Diz Unplugged. Hello and welcome to The Diz Unplugged Roundtable Discussion for the week of July 26th, 2011. From Orlando, Florida, I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined at the table this week by my good friends, Kathy Werling, Julie Martin, Corey Martin, Kevin Close, and John Magi. Back in the Peanut Gallery, the state of Florida. Teresa Eccles, Scott Smith, Walter Eccles, and Max the intern. Also joining us this week are Grace Eccles, Teresa's daughter, and Dreams Unlimited agent Tracy Heinrichs and her son Ben. So we have a full group here today. It's kind of nice. It's weird. There are times I like it where it's full. There are times I like it where it's just the six of us at the table. I don't know. But in this week's show, Corey and Julie will talk about taking little ones to Blizzard Beach. And in a very special segment, Ben will talk to us about visiting Walt Disney World from the perspective of someone with autism. We will also have our special 5th anniversary show this week, and we'll be announcing our latest giveaway, a chance to win an Adventures by Disney trip for two. All that plus this week's news and roundtable rapid fire on this edition of The Diz Unplugged. Well, welcome to the show, everyone. This is technically not our 5th anniversary show, but it is our 5th anniversary. Actually, yesterday, we're recording this on Tuesday the 26th. Yesterday was officially the 5-year anniversary of the show. It was July 25th, 2006, that we put up our first show. Our first show in this format.
Yeah.
let me be specific. It's our first show in this format. So, kind of weird that 5 years has gone by. It just doesn't feel like 5 years has gone by. Does it?
It does and it doesn't. You know what I mean?
No, for me, it doesn't. It just feels like it's
so
weird.
When you think back and you think about 5 years in time, it doesn't feel like it, but we've gone through so many changes. So much has happened
in 5 years. Yeah, we have a lot to talk about on that show. So that is a special show that's going up this week, our 5th anniversary show. And that will probably be up a little later on in the week. There's a little more post-production work that needs to be done on that show. For some stuff that I'm doing with it. So expect that show to go up probably on Thursday or on Friday. A couple of things in housekeeping. I need to do a couple of shout-outs for some people who are very special to me. First and foremost, we've mentioned her on the show before. We're going to mention her again. Shirley Nelson Brown from The Perfect Gift out in Cocoa Beach. Been a great friend of the show and the site over many years. Anybody who spent any time on our Disney Cruise Line forums on disboards.com knows who Shirley is. She is she's an amazing woman. She's honest to God. You meet this woman, you instantly fall in love with her. She's one of those people. She's just one of those really, really special people in the world that just brightens any room she walks into. And we've had the opportunity recently to have lunch with her, and a couple times actually. And I never get tired of being around her. And if you're going on a cruise and you're thinking about, you know, wanting something special, a gift basket in your stateroom, she does the most amazing baskets, the most amazing flower arrangements. Honestly, it's just brilliant. People love her, and for good reason. We'll have a link to her on the show notes page, podcast.wdwinfo.com. By all means, please go check out her website. And if you're so inclined, throw some business her way. Certainly a good person to give your business to.
Also, once you meet Shirley, you're a friend for life.
Oh, that's it. She loves you.
And Shirley's a good friend to have.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The number of people that she's helped on the boards when they've been in, like, you know, something really tragic has happened or bad has happened. And she monitors those boards. She watches the boards like crazy. She's on the boards more than I am. Well, then again, I think most people are on the boards more than I am. But, you know, somebody will have a situation or a problem, And Shirley gets involved. She reminds me a lot of Bob in that regard. Mm-hmm. Bob was like that, where, you know, just, you know, helping people get to hospitals and getting their, you know, they lost their passport, and she helps them get their passport, and she's helped so many people.
One example was she was watching our boards, and there was a family on board. They were a Make-A-Wish family. And the child had some kind of medical emergency. I'm going to get it wrong, so I'm not going to talk about the medical emergency. The ship was coming into port, and so they were, you know, posting about how nervous they were. They had to get the kid to a hospital right away. Were they going to be able to get the kid in? Were they going to be able to find the right people? She went to the hospital. She secured a room for the kid. She waited and got the right doctors. So as soon as the child was brought into the hospital, everybody was waiting for them and lined up.
And understand that has nothing to do with her business. No. That's just who Shirley is. And that's why we love her. I love her to death. And her husband, Norm, is also works with her at the shop. And if you get a chance ever to go into her shop in Cocoa, it's this little oasis. I mean, it's so beautiful. She's done such a beautiful job decorating her shop. You walk in, you instantly, as soon as you walk in, you're instantly happy. I don't care what mood you're in. She's just done such a beautiful job with it. And she's a great lady. So, Shirley at The Perfect Gift. Keep her in mind. Check out her website. We'll have a link on the show notes page. Now I'm going to practice some nepotism. My nieces and nephews are the light of my life. I love them to death. My niece Amy and my niece Robin both have both sell products online. Amy sells Tastefully Simple is what it's called. Robin sells Creative Memories if you're into scrapbooking. And she showed me like a scrapbook that she put together for the podcast cruise, because she was on the podcast cruise with us in December. And this scrapbook she put together was unbelievable. And it's all done from these Creative Memories products. And so I'm giving them a shout out in hopes that you guys will go check out what they're doing. And we'll have links in the show notes page. The Tastefully Simple is something that my mother loves. My mother started ordering it, and she loves it. And then when I was up in Massachusetts a few weeks ago, I ordered some stuff from Amy. And, I'm trying to help her out, so I ordered, like, the $300, you know, it was a 60-pound box that showed up on my doorstep yesterday. And in it is, you know, all these, like, you know, mixes and syrups and things that you can make. So I pulled a few of them out. There's a cinnamon muffin melt mix. There's a perfectly potato cheddar soup mix and a truffle fudge brownie mix.
I saw that box sitting there, and I was hoping it was already brownies.
Well, it will be. It will be soon, because we're going to send Max the intern into the kitchen to prepare all three of these things while we're recording.
That's funny.
And then we can enjoy it while we're recording the fifth anniversary show.
Or gratin potatoes and brownies?
It's a potato cheddar soup mix. And muffins and brownies.
Max, did you know you were going to cook today?
I let him know before the show that he was going to do this.
All right, in the kitchen, Emerald. However,
where's his apron? Where's his?
This is really no. This is really simple stuff.
Right.
This
just is, add butter and eggs. So oh. it's
well. Know. That's the whole idea. That's why it's called Tastefully Simple as opposed to Tastefully Complex.
Well, I thought it was Tastefully Simple because also it seems like, first of all, it's low in calories.
That's what
it's
I was thinking.
Fat,
but it was good for you,
and it's good for you. But it's also looks like it's easy to make. So. Thank goodness, because I'm not really looking forward to eating whatever Max makes.
Chef Max.
So Chef Max is dispatched back into the kitchen.
We're handing him the boxes as we speak.
And then we will talk about how good it is or not good it is. Well, if it's not good, all of this is coming out.
Right.
I'm not gonna shoot her in the foot.
That sucked.
You know,
unbiased, unplugged.
Well, yeah, but when it comes to my family, you know, I'm gonna give special consideration. Now,
this Creative Memories. If somebody went to the website, they need like to put a name in. Like,
well, we'll have a link that goes right to Robin's page.
Okay.
And the same thing for Amy. Amy has a Tastefully Simple page where you can go check the stuff out. Now, Amy and my nephew James have recently decided that they would like to try and move to Florida.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Well, that's cool.
And, you know, so I thought this would help me out.
Yeah.
I totally thought you were going to say have another baby.
Well, they'd like to do that, too.
they want a Florida baby.
They'd like to do that, too. But
Katie will have a new buddy then.
And, I would absolutely love having them down here, especially with my grandniece, Victoria.
She's cute.
You know, I told them I'd help them in any and every way I can. But I'm also I also told them, you know, you may change your mind. And it's okay to change your mind. Don't think that you're committed to this. Although now I've put it out there, you know, the pressure's on.
Yeah, they look pretty stupid if they don't do it.
Yeah, especially when I say I'll help. They know. James has been around long enough to know what that means, so you're really stupid if you don't do it. So I just thought I would, you know, I don't do it all the time, but give a shout out to my friends and my family and throw some business their way, hopefully. So go check them out and, you know, support them. Shirley at the Perfect Gift. My niece Amy with Tastefully Simple. My niece Robin with Creative Memories. So that's what I have for housekeeping. Oh, we also should really give some shout outs, too, to the people who are planning Dizmeets. These Dizmeets to raise money for Give Kids the World are cropping up all over the place.
They're taking off. They really are. And we're looking at them on the boards, guys, trying to figure out when we can go to them. So, you know, make sure you keep us informed.
Well, I know there's one being talked about in Dallas.
Yeah, we're thinking
there's
about going to that.
Grapevine, Texas.
In Grapevine, Texas. Thank you.
Saturday, October the 1st, because they asked me if I would mention this on the show.
And I was asked if I will be showing up. Yes, I will be going. Okay. Walter and I will be going. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and book my flights this weekend. And even though it's right at, you know, it's 2 weeks after we get home from Europe, I really, you know, I'm just going to come out for the weekend, but really want to be there to support.
Our only concern is that that's the 40th anniversary of Walt Disney World, so we're concerned that maybe they're going to do something cool. I doubt it, you know. But, you know, we don't want to miss it if they do something at Walt Disney World.
How many celebrations can we see?
Well, I mean,
it's to raise money for Give Kids the World, I'd rather be there. Honestly, I'd rather be there.
And there's one on July 30th in Pittsburgh that they're having their little party before the production of Cinderella.
Oh, right. Unfortunately, I can't be there for that.
Are you going to that, Kathy?
Hmm?
Are you going to that?
No.
Okay.
There's also one.
Kathy's looking at you going, are you sending me?
August 27th at the Poly.
The Polynesian, there's a meet. That's right. I won't be there for that.
50 people for that one?
Yeah.
And those are easier for us to go to.
Aaron Del Prince is putting one together.
In October.
And Justine.
Aaron's the same weekend as the October 1st one in Dallas? Aaron's?
It's like October 3rd. Yeah,
I knew it was around the same time.
A lot going on.
A lot going on.
Aaron has his Indianapolis meet, too, that they donate to Give Kids
the World.
That's right. They do, yep.
There's a couple of others. I understand there's a Tennessee meet going on. I am in the middle of doing something else, so I can't look at the boards, but there's a bunch of them listed. Can anyone else tell me what they are? Sorry, is that better?
Yeah, it's
yes.
I wasn't looking at the microphone. Can someone else look at what they are and tell us what they are?
There was a thread, but those weren't in the thread, because there's an official thread now with all the Diz meets on the podcast board.
Yeah, we got to get this organized so that we know it's easy for us to tell when they're going to be and where they're going to be. And but we'll get a link up on the show notes page with this to all the threads going on for all the different meets. This is a great way to raise money for Give Kids the World. And, you know, I love this. I love that people are doing this.
There's a Virginia meet.
I know. It's right, Virginia. I saw Virginia.
There's a Tennessee meet. That's all I see for right now.
I want all 50 states.
Nikki has actually started a map of the United States, and as a Diz meet happens in a state, it goes green, lime green.
Mm. Cool.
Now you're too close to the mic.
Leave him alone.
Lime green! He's like screaming it at us.
I'm going to start drinking.
I can give you some pointers.
Oh, good.
I'm a professional. So what else do we have in housekeeping?
I want to remind everybody about our upcoming events, our podcast events. December 12th, 2011 is our Dizapalooza. Harry Potter, Wizarding World of
Harry Potter. No, it's December 10th.
December 10th, 2011, or Harry Potter, Wizarding World of Harry Potter.
Please.
I know Pete knows that date.
I know, yeah. Well, that, yeah, because Walter and I are going to be getting married that day.
On the ride?
Dressed, yeah.
Dressed as Harry Potter and Hermione?
He's got to be Hermione.
He's got to be Hermione. We actually have a couple spaces left on that, believe it or not. We've got like 20-something spaces. Once those are filled up, I'm going to close it all
off. Closing it out.
But I just want to let people know because we've been getting a couple of emails about it. Can I still sign up? Yes, you can still sign up, but it's getting really, really close. Podcast Cruise 3.0, we are completely locked down. We're not going to take any more requests for that. That's June 24th, 2012, five-night Disney Dream Sailing. Podcast Cruise 4.0, we still have space on that. December 8th, 2012, seven-night Disney Fantasy Sailing. So we got a lot of stuff going on, and I understand there's going to be more stuff going on next year, but we got to wait to talk about that.
Yeah, we can't talk about that yet, can we?
Nope.
We are bound to not release that information just yet. We have some exciting news coming up.
I do have some teasers for my rapid fire, though.
Oh, okay. Cool. Cool.
He teased his teaser.
He's such a tease. Anything else? Anything else for housekeeping? Going once, going twice. Over to Johnny with the news.
Our first news story, Princess Cruises announces special speakers to appear during World Cruise. Princess Cruises passengers will be joined by a variety of intriguing special guests aboard the Pacific Princess during its 107-day World Cruise.
107 days.
Departing January 13, 2012.
Yeah, man, I can't imagine what the cost of that is.
Among the celebrated, I actually have that for you. Among the celebrated speakers scheduled to appear on board are Screen Idol Tab Hunter, Leave It to Beaver. I know we're stretching a little bit.
Screen Idol Tab. What is
he's
in?
He's an old-time movie star.
I know who Tab Hunter
name a movie,
is
because I have no idea who he is.
From Here to Tiffany's. I don't know one of those type of movies.
He was like, you know, back in the '50s. He was a big.
He was like Justin Bieber,
right?
In the '50s.
Was he in? He wasn't in Breakfast.
But now he's like 743 years old.
Oh. Go ahead. It's a veritable who's that of stars.
Leave It to Beaver star Jerry Mathers. The Love Boat's Gavin McLeod.
Oh, dear God.
Now, here's the Disney connection to this story.
I was waiting for it.
Legendary Disney Imagineer Raleigh Crump.
Who?
Crump.
Raleigh Crump, yeah.
I don't know who that is.
That's a big...
Is he?
Yep. There's going to be space shuttle astronaut Robert Springer and Oscar-nominated filmmaker Leslie Iwerks, who's Ub Iwerks' granddaughter.
That name I know.
The appearances are going to take place during the during the trip. They're not going to be on the trip the whole time. For example, Raleigh Crump will be there.
Because they have so
much
to do.
You're not allowed to chase him around for 107 days.
Really? Answer more questions. He'll be there from the Fort Lauderdale to San Diego portion. So that's an example of what they're going to be doing. However, all right, you want to talk about price. Let me get your pricing. This price is per person based on double occupancy without taxes or anything else included. An interior stateroom per person, $17,596.
That's less than I thought it was going to be.
I worked this out. It's like $164 a night.
Well, that's not bad.
But an interior stateroom for 3 months?
That's a cost.
Solitary confinement.
$17,000?
All right, so we're going to go up and we're going to get an ocean view stateroom.
There we go.
$19,675.
Still not bad.
And a balcony, $23,195. Here are some of the ports of call. Too many to list them all, but they're going to be going to...
Yeah, go day by day for us, John.
Okay. Colombia, Panama, Costa Rica, Nicaragua.
Nicaragua. Channeling Bob.
San Diego, California. Honolulu, Hawaii. Pago Pago in the American Samoas. Fiji.
The Samoans, that's where all the football players come from.
New Zealand.
With Tab Hunter.
Tasmania. Sydney, Australia. Guam. Iwo Jima, Hong Kong. Singapore.
Siam. Syosset.
Dubai.
Hoboken.
Jordan. And Egypt.
It sounds awesome. Yeah. I mean, if you're retired, I mean...
you have the
and
money.
You have $17,000 laying around.
Yeah. You have the money and you have the time to do it.
Although, but can you imagine doing that? And I couldn't handle four nights in an inside stateroom, let alone 107. I couldn't do it. I don't think in any room I could do 107 nights in a ship.
But
you gotta
think about it. You know, on a shorter cruise, you can almost say, okay, I'm just going to be in my stateroom to sleep. But after, you know, like 20 days, yeah. You're going to want to take a nap during the day or get away from
people. I probably have to steal a lifeboat to
get away. I don't know if I can deal with slow internet for that long.
Really?
Yeah, there's just no way.
Really? Imagine TiVo for 107 days.
Oh, Kevin.
Oh, you might be able to bring it. And TiVo those three channels you get on the Disney TV.
I go on a cruise for a week and they have that movie that I want to see, but I never see it in order. I see it the whole movie by the time I get home, but it's always chopped up into like 15-minute segments.
Have you done that on the Dream? Because you can pick up where you left off.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, we were much easier.
I was on the
too
Dream.
Much going on.
I was
on
the Dream for 4 days, but it was like in 24-hour segments.
Well, yeah.
They weren't consecutive 24-hour segments.
Thank you.
You set yourself up for that.
I got on the ship for a day and got off, and then got on for another day and got off.
All right.
Okay.
So much for that. Second news story. Walt Disney's home for sale. Walt Disney's Los Feliz French Normandy-style mansion is on the market. The 1932 house is listed with an asking price of $3.65 million.
Buy it for me.
Let me say it again. $3.65 million.
And I'll say it again, too. Buy it for me.
It's in a really nice area.
And it comes with an additional lot, too.
This is the one that Walt built early in his career, in the early 1930s.
And it's got his screening room in it.
There's a little Snow White playhouse in the backyard.
This is not the one with the train in the backyard.
No, that's the Carolwood. That one's on Carolwood Drive.
Right. Correct. And just in case you're really interested, it has 4 bedrooms, 5 baths, vaulted beam ceilings, original stained glass, a billiards room, a sleeping porch.
I've always wanted a sleeping porch.
Did you really?
Yes.
What makes that different from a regular
porch? I have
porch?
A feeling Julie would just like any place to go sleep.
No.
Right now,
you understand. Yeah. No, like, it's in the South, it was extremely popular. During the hot months, you had a sleeping porch where usually the children would sleep outside on the sleeping porch to keep cooler.
What makes it different than a regular porch?
There are beds on it.
Oh.
And it's fully screened.
We have one of those.
The 6,388 square foot home is located in Los Angeles, California. Now, this is not the home you see, you know, in all the movies and all the pictures of him riding the train and, you know, the kids falling off and hurting themselves. This is that's in Carrollwood, and that home has since been destroyed.
Yeah, that house has been completely rebuilt, so.
You know, one day we'll see in the paper Pete's home.
No.
Orlando is for sale.
Let's hope not. That would be. That means I have no place to live. That would not be good. Or you're talking about after my death? Owned.
Yeah, I'm talking about, you know.
Oh, you think you're going to outlive me?
I know it.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, I've been hearing a lot of noises coming from the kitchen. I'm not sure how it's going.
Yeah, it's Max. Really not. He's sort of making stuff in the cat bowl.
Looks like Teresa
now.
Went to check on him.
I think he's throwing dishes, but I'm not sure.
Look, she's laughing. I see her.
All right, Teresa, tell us.
I don't know. I'm picturing Lucy and Ethel in the candy factory out there. I don't know why.
Flour everywhere. Little hair. Is he wearing a hairnet and gloves?
It smells good out there, though.
Does it really?
Well, that's my candle that I'm burning.
Fudge brownie candle.
Fudge pickle.
Pete, where do you keep your 8x8-inch pan?
Oh, I don't know that I have an 8x8 pan.
Okay. He's improvising then.
That's good.
Oh, wait, no. There should be in Max.
Yes, Norma.
That was very Grinchmas.
Max, help me bury the monkey.
In the island. Shut up. In the island, the drawers in the right hand side at the very bottom. That's where there should be. There should be some in there. If not, look in either the lower oven or
Max.
Against the wall with the window in the kitchen. All the way at the end. there's a thing that open up, and there's like slots in there.
That's where the little monkey casket
is. And there should
is.
Be like, shut up, all of you.
Come on, you sit here and
And there should
next.
Be
in a room full of gay people.
Max,
there should be some in there.
It's the pictures that got small.
We didn't need voices. We had faces. And you know what? Leave this in, Max. Leave this in.
Now people know where you keep your pans.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, really.
In your monkey casket. It's going to go on the 6th anniversary show.
All right, what are we talking about?
I have a third news story, but I'm afraid to do it. Because now it's a bit of a downer now. Mother arrested for beating child at Disney World.
Oh, yeah.
A woman from New Orleans. Do you guys know her?
Yeah, we saw it on the news corps. It's like, great.
Exactly. That's right. Anytime anything bad happens in New Jersey, I go, oh my God, what now? What are my relatives doing now? A woman from New Orleans is facing child abuse charges after she allegedly beat her child while they were in Disney's Magic Kingdom. Jessica Lewis was arrested last Thursday. The arrest affidavit says Lewis punched and kicked her 22-month-old child because the child would not, quote, walk properly, end quote.
Throw her in jail, throw away the key.
Or just let me have her for a little while.
Yeah.
The affidavit says Lewis used a closed fist at one point, causing the child to bend over and cry.
Can you imagine this?
She bonded
22
out,
months old.
She bonded out of jail on Friday, and as I said, she faces child abuse charges.
It's a proud moment.
Mm-mm. You know, what really bothers me about this is the fact that she probably has done this in public at home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And no one did anything. Mm. Because this child should not have been with her.
And what about what does she do in private?
Right. Right.
Yeah.
That's
in public.
Scary.
I was coming out of Publix one day, and there was a woman walking with what I would assume would be a 3 or 4 year old girl who wasn't looking where she was going and was pushing a cart and went right out into traffic. And the mother grabbed her by the hair and pulled her back out of the street and then proceeded to slap her.
Oh, geez.
Repeatedly. Like, snapped her hair and pulled her back like her head snapped. It was horrible.
John was sitting in the car, and he thought, here come the police. I got in front of this woman, and I said, if I ever see you do that again, I'm going to do the same thing to you.
Mm-hmm.
I might go to jail, but I'm going to do the same thing
It'll
to you.
It'll be worth it. You know what goes through my head? And they say gay people shouldn't have kids. Mm-hmm. You know, that we're not fit parents, yet this cretin... This cretin's perfectly... You know what? Sterilize her.
It's too late for this kid.
Make sure she can't have kids anymore. If that's what you're going to do to your kids, you shouldn't be allowed to have
Disney
them.
Disney is a stressful place. I say it all the time. I say, one of the things I sit and do is I... Wait, don't, just let me finish. Let me finish.
Before you judge us.
Yeah.
I sit and I watch people. Someday sit for 5 minutes and watch the faces of the people that walk by you in the happiest place on earth. And tell me how many of them actually look happy. It's hot. It's stressful. It's crowded. It's expensive. However, nothing is an excuse for this.
No.
Right.
Right.
Nope. 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 Nope.
I just feel so bad for him. If I had witnessed it, I think I would have snatched him up and pulled him away from her.
I really think I would have hit her.
I would have
Glenn
Carnival ape crazy.
I mean, I couldn't beat her up, but I could at least grab the kid and she could hit me. I don't know. You know, Ferris is close to that age, so is Finley. So I'm like,
could you imagine?
No way.
Closed fist punching your son.
No way.
No. I just
he wasn't walking right. Okay, he's 22 months old. He hasn't been walking that long anyway.
Right.
It's like,
right.
Really?
What's the definition of walking right?
Right.
Anyway.
Oh.
Yeah. And that'll do it for the happy news.
Well, you've been doing good lately. You've been doing good without, you know.
Again, I don't create the news.
But you pick the stories.
No. But then he sits over there like, God, I am the genius.
Is that how I sit?
Is that what he does? He does that? I mean, he does that at home, too.
I don't think...
I am the genius.
See, I don't think that's the thing. It's the chair makes me sit this way. It's not because I think I'm a genius. It kind of hurts my butt a little bit.
You got that painful chair over there.
Yeah, it does.
All right. Well, thank you, John. Let's move on to rapid fire. Who would like to go first?
I will.
All right, Miss Kathy.
This is breaking news. Disney Cruise Line now has an online store. You can visit disneycruise.com/store. If you've ever cruised and you get off the cruise ship and you decide that there was something that you should have picked up while you were on the cruise, now you can. They've got 35 items for sale at this time that you can purchase. They have like t-shirts, the Mickey ears hats, Minnie Mouse ears, sailor hats, scrapbooking kits, tote bags, autograph books, an admiral's hat. You know, the little things you typically pick up. So
we're looking at the site now.
No excuses now. You can just buy it at home and they'll ship it to you.
They don't have the palo plates.
So anybody can buy it? You don't have to go on a cruise?
No, don't have to go on a cruise.
That's what's weird
now.
To me, Teresa.
That sucks.
Yeah, because, you know, just like Kevin's always saying, you know, they're homogenizing everything. You know, they're making all the cruise stuff available to anyone who wants it.
I would hope that there's still going to be stuff that you can't buy, that you have to get on the ship.
Yeah, what's the URL again? What's the point of standing in the grocery store with your cruise shirt saying, I bought this on a cruise?
It's disneycruise.com/store.
Yeah, I have a feeling once they decide that they can put this together and sell, they'll sell everything that's available on the ship.
So you mean all those extra Disney shirts, cruise shirts that I have, or from cruises that I haven't gone on, I shouldn't be wearing them?
That sounds like a math problem. What?
I have Disney t-shirts that say like Med Cruise and different cruises, and people say, oh, did you go on that cruise? Well, no, I didn't.
How'd you get them?
At a Disney sale.
Yeah,
like a cast member sale.
Yeah, I didn't go on this cruise. I've never been on this ship, but Corey was, so he gave it to me.
Dang, this is depressing.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think so. I think it's cool.
Yeah, I think it's cool.
I'd
like to see more stuff on there, but I'm sure over time they will.
But like the scrapbooking kit, I can't tell you how many people on the cruise line board ask, you know, if somebody's going on the ship, could you get that kit?
Oh, yeah.
But now that Robin's selling her stuff, too, they have cruise items.
Yeah.
So you can get it there, too.
Yep. All right. Thank you, Kathy. Julie.
Mine is really exciting. Disney rehab updates. Magic Kingdom, the Swiss Family Treehouse, is going to be closed from September 8th until November 17th.
How would anyone know?
Really?
Yeah, the two people that walk up it every day. Casey's Corner will be closed from August 30th until September 15th.
They're going to put heaters in so that the hot dogs are actually warm when you get them.
The Lunching Pad will be closed from August 29th until September 16th. And then Animal Kingdom, It's Tough to Be a Bug, will be August 15th through September 22nd. Primeval Hurl, January. Yeah. It's been closed since January 17th, and it will reopen September 14th this year.
They keep pushing that's a better that ride. One back.
Is this because of the kid, the person who got hurt, the cast member?
I think they're trying to make it
safer. They
should
just level it.
Wasn't it a death?
Yeah.
I believe the person died.
Hollywood Studios, Voyage of the Little Mermaid, closing August 15th and reopening September 3rd. Backlot Tour, September 4th until September 24th. That's not long. And then the water parks. Blizzard Beach will be closing on October 30th and not reopening until December 3rd. Typhoon Lagoon will close December 4th and reopen March 17th, 2012.
Those are the normal rehabs, though.
Yeah, yeah. There's a maintenance rehabs.
Yes, exactly.
But they switch every year.
Yeah,
yeah. But you can understand a water park.
Oh, absolutely.
There's got to be a lot.
They have to drain the water and do all that stuff.
Clean the algae.
I don't have a rapid fire, but today I booked our first ever candlelight processional dinner package.
Yeah, we've never been before.
Who are you going to go see?
Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah.
What date to see there?
We're going the day after Dizzapalooza, December 11th. And we booked Chefs de France.
Oh, cool.
And we're doing the middle show, 6:45, because we're going to bring the kids, and we didn't want to do it too late or too early.
You do know we're recording a podcast that day, right?
What?
Seriously, we are, right?
Oh, we haven't worked out the details yet, but we always record one after the event.
I'm
sure it'll be earlier enough in the day that you guys will make
it. Yeah,
It's not
dinner's
a big deal.
At 4.
Yeah,
we can do it early.
Yeah, it's not going to be a big deal, but we always do one after it.
That's okay. He told me that. He reminded me of that after I booked flights.
I was about to say, aren't you going on a honeymoon?
We got to move our honeymoon to the Monday instead of Sunday, because I booked the flights to leave Sunday, and we're recording a show that day.
Man, I just don't remember recording a show.
After the...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I just don't remember.
Remember at the Dolphin?
When we did our favorite things?
Yeah.
Set up on the stage?
Remember we had a sitter? Jen came and watched the kids.
Okay. Gosh.
I have to find that connection.
Yeah.
You had on a shirt?
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for that, Julie. Corey Patrick.
He didn't have one.
That was my housekeeping rapid fire.
Thank you, Corey. Kevin Close.
I have some ABD teasers. We hear that, I'm not at liberty to say what they are. We hear that there are some exciting new itineraries coming to ABD next year. And for those folks who listen to the show and post on our ABD board, there are some folks who are going to be very excited who have already posted.
There's been a lot of guessing out there of where ABD would go, and some of them got it right.
There are some new things happening. ABD is going to offer a returning guest program. Guests who have traveled on a previous adventure will be eligible for perks such as room upgrades and things like that. And after you've reached the plateau of traveling on two adventures, you will receive complimentary transportation from your home to the airport of your departure and when you return home from the airport back home again.
Oh, wow.
My only hope is they take into account people who book pre- and post-stays on their own, that they don't limit it to just being the adventure.
I'm going
to
be honest with you. I don't have those details yet, as I do. Now, Dreams Unlimited Travel is offering this year, for the first time, an early booking discount. Dreams Unlimited Travel is offering the early booking discount. So once the adventures are released, if you are interested in booking one...
and 12 minutes.
We're going to have one of those midnight doorbusters. I'm kidding. We're going to offer an early booking discount to guests who book as soon as the dates are available. If you're interested, contact me at kevin@dreamsunlimitedtravel.com.
Awesome. Thank you, Kevin.
I think those were some good
news. Very excited about what I'm hearing. The stuff that we can't talk about. I'm very excited about it.
I think we can let people know that we are recording on Tuesday. Tomorrow night, Wednesday night, we're attending a special presentation by ABD here in Orlando. So hopefully we'll have more information and more details at that time that we can talk about. Mine's just real quick. I understand that ESPN The Weeknd is no more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've done away with it.
That's
I'm surprised because I thought it was like really successful.
Yeah, I did too.
I would have no idea.
But those ticket prices went up.
They're looking
ESPN?
For...
It's just, it amazes me that the ticket prices go up and things get taken away.
But that was a separate ticketed event, too, so...
Dude, that was an additional fee.
Yeah, so additional fee.
I still think it's just kind of sad that instead of things being added, instead of upgrading it, they're taking things away. It's becoming less of a...
And I wonder if that is any indication of what might happen with ESPN. I know it's a big, big... moneymaker for Disney.
They said they want to focus their efforts more on the the ESPN Wide World of Sports and the events that take place there.
And all the
I don't even know of any events that take place there.
What's the difference between that and the ESPN Weekend?
ESPN Wide World of Sports is always there, and the events happen year round.
They want ESPN people the weekend for longer happens, than just the weekend.
Oh,
too.
Well, all right. I just thought it was weird. I'm done.
All right, thank you, John. Teresa.
Yes, a celebration of the Harry Potter films at the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, November 11th through the 13th. Premier vacation packages go on sale July 31st at 12 p.m. Four-night hotel accommodations, three-night theme park tickets, reservations to select cast member, autographed and question-and-answer sessions, Blu-ray set of the Harry Potter films, admission to a private nighttime gala event. You have to have the package.
Please read the prices.
Yep.
Oh, I don't have that up here. Is it really... Is it at the bottom of that? Okay, hang on.
I think it's at the bottom of that.
Yeah.
There's two tiers. One includes the...
What did I do? I lost it. Hang on.
One includes the special event.
Yeah, it was an email.
And one doesn't. And I just thought these prices were crazy, but...
Where's it at, Scotty?
It's at the very bottom.
Okay, hang on. Stop.
I'm hungry, Max. Hurry up.
Stop. It's not coming up. Where's it at, Scott?
What anniversary is this? 7th, 8th.
This is where you have to have that little
Wow, packages starting at $6.99 per adult. celebration?
4 days, for four days, 3 nights.
Four days, three nights.
You're talking about $700 a person.
Per person,
yes.
Per night.
Mm-hmm. No, per person. $700.
Per person.
Is your room and your, that's for your room and admission to, like, the autograph, to get the autograph signing. That's the package you've got to take. To go to the special party, that's the package you've got to take.
Are you saying that's bad?
High? I think that's high.
I think that's high too.
What's the celebration package starting at $369?
Right, and that doesn't include the special party. And
you don't get a party with Harry, huh?
And you get one autograph session instead of two.
And I wonder what celebrities are going to have doing the signings. I hope it's like for that price. I really hope they're getting, you know, some of the major, at least one of the major stars. Because if it's, you know, the guy behind the counter in the wand shop.
I think they should release that information. I mean, if you're paying that, you should know who you're going to see.
Right.
Speaking of the cast of Harry Potter,
remember the last time they did something special with Harry Potter? They, you know, they sold a package that said, you'll be the first to experience the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, and we paid all this money for the package, and then literally on the day walking in is when they tell us, oh, you'll only be allowed in for 1 hour. So, honestly, personally, I wouldn't give Universal a dime toward this because they'll end up screwing you one way or the other. Trust me, they'll end up screwing you.
Okay.
I wouldn't buy another package from them again.
Speaking
honestly.
Of Harry Potter.
You know what? I'm sorry. Let me just say this out. Because they listened to this show. I communicated on this show what happened to me because I went as a consumer. I didn't get any travel agent deal. I paid full price as a consumer. They heard on this show my complaints. I made my complaints clear to them personally. They never did anything to make it right. They've never done anything. And I've had meetings with them since then, just recently. Never did anything to make it right. So, in my opinion, their customer service sucks. Their packages are a ripoff, and I would never give them a dime of my money toward a package again. The only time I'll give them my money is to do a party where we control what goes on. That's why we're renting out the Wizarding World of Harry Potter in December, so we can control what goes on. I wouldn't trust them with it, not in a million years. So,
okay, here's Scott.
Little rant. Kevin, you had something to say.
So. I did. Before we go on, you saw How to Succeed with Daniel Radcliffe in New York?
No, actually, we saw Catch Me If You Can.
Oh, well, did you know who's taking over for Daniel Radcliffe in How to Succeed in Business? The guy from Glee, Darren Criss.
Oh, okay.
I thought you saw it and would be interested, and now it really means nothing.
Go ahead, Scott.
Okay. Did any of you guys watch My Yard Goes Disney on HGTV?
Yes, I did.
Was it any good?
Yeah, it was cool.
I thought it was kind of creepy.
That's kind of a random
Q&A by Scott.
They're accepting applications for the next season, but they have not been picked up for a second season yet. It will depend on the number of submissions and enthusiasm from the demographic.
I didn't like the Sorcerer's Hat in Hollywood Studios. I certainly don't want one in my backyard.
Well, the first one was they did the Castaway Key Kids Pool. Mm-hmm. Not the Castaway, the Disney Cruise Line Kids Pool in the person's backyard. The people live in Florida, and they didn't put a bug house around it. So it's kind of like, well, that's not really useful. It's all you've created was a backyard
bug house,
swamp.
That's a funny word for a screened-in patio.
You never heard of bug house?
No.
I think of a bug house as one of those little things that kids carry around with their bugs in.
What do you call the thing that's over the pool?
Screened-in enclosure.
Screened-in patio or porch.
Screened-in enclosure bug house.
The first season, you also had to have kids at your house because I saw that. And I was going to apply.
Oh, Katie didn't
Well,
count?
I mean, yeah. We should definitely put a link to, like, the submission page.
Yeah, and they also say it's not only Orlando. I guess last one was only Orlando and Cincinnati. But this time it's not limited to those cities. So, yeah, we'll put a link up.
Yeah, so, you know, maybe somebody will, one of our listeners or site visitors will.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Get their yard made over in a Disney motif.
It could happen.
It could happen.
So there you go.
Thank you, Scott. Who else? Walter, you have one?
For people who like fine dining, Victoria and Albert's at Disney Grand Floridian Resort and Spa has been awarded the AAA Five Diamond Award,
The
highest AAA honor for a restaurant. Victoria and Albert's is the only restaurant in Central Florida and one of only three in Florida. Only 55 restaurants in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico made the 2011 list.
The Five Diamond Award is a very big deal.
It is.
We were going to go there for our anniversary, but the only thing they had available was 5 o'clock.
That's when we went.
That's an odd time to have a fine dining.
That's perfect because, you know, I go to bed. So that was perfect.
We went to the Bull and Bear instead.
Like,
and had a
bed
great
7.
No, I asked Kathy, did she go to bed with the chickens? Wake up with the chickens. She said, no, I actually wake up the chickens. Mm-hmm. So she gets up at like 3 or 4 in the morning or something.
Oh, God. Wow.
I just took a tour of Victoria and Albert's the other night. I was allowed to take a tour if I wanted. And the gentleman who gave the tour was very, very nice. They also have the Queen's Room. It's a 7-course meal at Victoria and Albert's.
It's $199 a person, I believe.
They also have the Queen's Room, which seats 8 people.
Right. The Queen's Room is $199 a person.
Well, that's a 10-course meal.
Or is it the King's Room to think of?
These are like those little tiny thing courses, right?
The Queen's Room seats 8 people and is a 10-course meal.
Right, because that's where we were going to do my mother's birthday dinner last year, and my family talked me out of it because my mother would have hated me. So.
The main dining room is a 7-course meal. And they have the chef's table. And what I didn't realize was that once a reservation is made for the chef's table, the person who made the reservation controls how many people sit there. It seats 8, and you can make it for 8 people. You can make it for 1 person. But if you make a reservation at the chef's table, you have it for that evening. And if you decide you want to sit there by yourself, that's fine. They don't open the 7 seats to anyone else.
Is there a minimum purchase at the chef's table? Like, if you went by yourself, are they going to charge you?
I mean, how are the portions there? I mean, it's not like a piece of parsley on a 12-inch plate.
No, huh? It was actually pretty decent. Like, they came out first with a plate that had some different kind of appetizers that was supposed to wake up your palate. And it was really good. And then the appetizer and all the different courses, there was... Now, maybe you would find that it wasn't big
That's
enough,
what I'm concerned about.
But yeah. With all the different courses that they offer, you did come out feeling full. And the service in there is awesome.
Cool.
Awesome. Excellent. All right. Thank you for that, Walter. All right. Max has actually finished creating 3 of the tastefully simple dishes. We just had the
soup.
Bring the boxes again, Max, so I can know what it is I'm eating. And then these are the cinnamon muffins. So the cinnamon muffin melt, the truffle fudge brownie mix, and the potato cheddar soup mix. And again, these were all just, you know, you're adding eggs and water and things like that to it, and so it's pretty easy. Let's go ahead and pass these around. These are actually still warm.
The soup is very good. Mm-hmm. Really
soup
good.
Was really good.
And these are the cinnamon muffin melt mix.
Now, I assume Max did not do anything to doctor these up, correct?
No. Yes. Oh, my God, these are good.
The soup is 190 calories per serving. That's pretty good.
Oh, my God. These are delicious.
You're talking about the muffins?
The muffins are really good.
We're going to do a Saturday Night Live skit.
They're rolled in...
I'm starving.
You're hogging the muffins.
They're rolled in butter and then rolled in cinnamon.
These are really good.
Well, when you describe it like that, pretty much anything sounds good.
Oh, my God. These are good.
It tastes like cinnamon toast.
Nobody can resist my muffin.
Now the brownies have come out. I'm sorry for chewing in everyone's ear.
Is there more potato soup? That's what I'm...
Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, really. Excuse us.
I'm involved with my muffin.
How expensive is this, Pete?
Well, you got the $300 basket. So how much stuff did you get in there? Do you know off the top of your head?
Can you order individual boxes and stuff? He's chewing.
Great for a talk show.
Go to the website and see if we can bring it up.
Looks like a dog bowl.
I think he used the Figaro's food dishes to prepare our meal.
No, those are my prep bowls. The Figaro's dish.
You like this, Scott?
Well,
good.
Let's see. The soup. That box of soup is $7.99 for the box. Now, keep in mind that we have 13 people in the room, and we all got a pretty decent sized portion of that from that $7.99. So if you're a family of four,
that's probably like 3 ounces, right?
Yeah,
for each of us.
I would say for sure.
So I thought that was that's pretty good.
Does it tell you on the box how many it serves?
Yeah,
six. Serve six.
Serve six, and we were able to serve 13. So,
okay, so we could all have at least a taste.
It says a half. One cup prepared is a serving. I think we got a half a cup.
Or no.
A third of a cup.
I was thinking like anywhere from 2 to 3 ounces in there.
I don't know. It was good.
Yeah.
This would be perfect for like podcast day to come home and
the cinnamon muffin.
I like potatoes.
The cinnamon muffin melt mix is $6.99. That was delicious.
Yeah,
I don't know what you guys think.
Max, go grab a mic. We want to ask you about how hard it was to make.
Here, Max.
Are you going to pass those brownies around or what?
I'm going to hog them.
Brownies are still warm.
How messy is the kitchen, Max?
Not very.
Oh, my God. Oh, these are really good.
So tell us about how the preparing them was, because you did it pretty fast.
It's pretty simple. It's, what was it? The muffins were water and powder in the mix, and then you put it in, you mix it, and in the oven it goes.
Yeah, preparation. Your half a stick of melted butter.
Chocolate.
Two large eggs, Max.
The truffle.
For the brownies. It was the brownie mix, half a stick of butter, and two large eggs.
I have to tell you,
and you're baking
them.
Good.
They're not too sweet.
They're perfect. And you bake them for 30 minutes. The cinnamon muffin melt mix was 3/4 of a stick of butter and one egg, and then in the oven for. I'm sorry. Those are no. That's a variation. Those to make the snickerdoodle cookies. A cup of water and a stick of butter for the muffin melts. And you bake 16 to 18 minutes. Let cool for 10. So. These are things that are done in like a half an hour.
It's totally my kind of cooking.
The hardest thing was finding the pots and pans.
Okay, my kitchen's not real organized.
That's funny.
And I mean, and these are I'm not just saying it. These are really good.
They were.
He has that trouble at home too.
Because we kind of had an agreement that if they weren't, we were just going to take this whole thing out because I didn't want to do that to Amy. So if they had been bad. You wouldn't be hearing this.
From a nutritional standpoint, they're actually not bad for you. I mean, they're about what you should have for a snack.
But the just had one of each.
Well, let's see.
That might be more difficult at home if you all weren't there.
They're not crazy high in fat.
Right. The brownies. One serving size is a 2-inch brownie. We certainly did not get a 2-inch brownie just now. 170 calories. Six 6% of your total dietary sodium, which isn't bad. 8%.
How much fat?
The fat is 2.5 grams.
What? That's less than a candy bar.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's... Now, Max, out in the dining room are the two boxes that came. Why don't you bring them in so we can show these guys some of what was in this, you know... This is kind of like their sampler box. And again, you know, I'll be honest. My mother loves this stuff. My sister loves this stuff.
Which I thought they were biased.
But, you know, I was just like, okay, whatever, you know. And I know that, you know, Amy and James both work really, really hard. And Amy is just like, you know, she like works three jobs and, you know, really does everything. They both do everything they can to support themselves and their daughter. And so I'm like, okay, you know, I'll be the good uncle. I'll come in, you know. I said to her, show me a catalog, and I'm looking for the most expensive thing in there. I'm like, okay, give me that. when it came, because I really didn't look at what was in this thing, there's so much stuff. I mean, look at the size of this box coming in here now.
Yeah, I'm curious, like,
wow.
Because I see soups and muffins and brownies, but are there things in there, like, with vegetables or... Pastas?
Let's see. Okay. Here is a Samba Sangria Slush drink mix.
Yeah. Oh, you don't drink alcohol. I'll take that.
Yeah, and this is You're adding two bottles of red wine and warm water, if you'd like that.
Really? Awesome. By all means. My birthday's Friday.
Woo-hoo. Not going to do anything for me. This is a really popular one, apparently. The Bountiful Beer Bread Mix. And this is...
That's a big box.
One, you use the mix that's in the box, a 12-ounce beer and 3 tablespoons of melted butter, and it's an hour in the oven, 30 minutes cooling on the rack.
That's so easy.
And it's supposedly delicious. So we'll have to, maybe next week, I'll have you do this.
Max,
we're going to be here for 30 more minutes.
Put a few cans of beer in there.
I was going to say, he made that first batch pretty fast. Let's.
And then this is the savory wheat beer bread mix. And it's the same thing.
It's just wheat.
But you see, now you don't have to use beer. You can use soda or carbonated juice. Hmm. Butter and an hour in the oven.
Do you mind that I'm opening your other stuff?
No, by all means. And this is the perfect Parmesan biscuit mix.
That sounds really yummy.
And
we have to make those.
Okay, we can make these because half a cup of cold water. Oh, I don't have the shredded cheddar cheese. I don't have the shredded cheddar cheese.
Max,
Publix.
Go to the store.
I'm holding something called Merlot sauce for burgers, steaks, and chops.
Oh, that sounds good. Mm-hmm.
Trying to distract them.
This is a chai drink.
Do you have
mix.
No peripheral vision? I go to hand him something, he just stares forward.
So I mean,
I trust you.
The sampler.
That means he doesn't want it now.
The sampler comes with a lot of stuff. And again, I apologize, folks. I know this has nothing to do with Disney, but indulge me. I don't do this very, very often at all, where I just shill for somebody like this. And I love my niece and nephew.
That's Vidalia onion dressing.
Ooh, that sounds good.
It comes with for $300. You get a lot of stuff.
I'm having fun just unwrapping things.
It was actually Christmas. Another smaller box, I think, out there, Max.
You have to give us her contact information so we can call and order from her.
We're going. She's got her website. We're going to have a link to the show on the show notes page, podcast.wwinfo.com.
John and I are going to order some.
And
you know these brownies that we had, we could have made them turtle truffle fudge brownies.
Wow! Holy smokes! There's a lot of stuff.
You need a whole lot of stuff. Only 40 grams of fat.
Well, I'm not going to eat the whole box, but...
I don't know. Be truthful.
Wait, that came with it? The smaller boxes with
yeah,
it, too?
Yeah, the smaller box as well, yes.
Holy smokes.
And these are like, dried tomato and garlic pesto mix.
We just opened a pomegranate...
Well, the spinach and herb dip mix. Who wants this? Because this cannot be in my house. It has spinach in it. Garlic seasoning blend.
Garlic.
Garlic. Pizza.
Okay, this one kind of scares me. The key lime cheese ball mix.
That sounds awesome.
That does sound good.
I bet it's like a little cheesecake ball.
8 ounces of softened cream cheese in the mix.
Oh,
that's it. Artichoke and spinach warm dip mix. Give that to someone.
Over here. Let's play. Let's make
this
it
is
deal.
A sweet strawberry cheese ball mix.
Yeah, that doesn't appeal to me.
That's could be kind of scary. But yeah, so I mean, they've got a lot of different stuff. You can go to the website, and you know, if you're so inclined, help out my niece.
Okay, we need to clean off the table a little bit because there's no more room.
Yeah, we've got like stuff everywhere, so that'll do it for our little
infomercial.
A little infomercial for Tastefully Simple. All right, that will do it for Rapid Fire. That will also do it for this segment of our show. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back with you again next time with another episode of the Diz Unplugged. Thanks for listening, everyone, and remember, stay out of the damn lakes.